Motion is very simple, was to refer these items to the Elections Oversight Committee so that they can review and come back with a recommendation. Obviously, by doing that and sending it to committee, they can have a full discussion, as we did with the lobbyist registration law and several other things related to government ethics. So the purpose of this is that we are one of the few cities that doesn't have an outright ban on political contributions from contractors. Many cities have enacted that either directly through their own ordinance, or they have taken it to the voters. And in 2011, the voters of the city of LA enacted campaign contributions on contractors bidding on contracts with the city or having a contract with the city. These bans have been upheld by the courts, and the federal ban actually was the first one on contractors in the state of California as well. The second issue is what's occurred up, I'm sure we've all seen this, what's happened with the City Council of San Jose about a year ago. They instructed the mayor in his campaign for openness and transparency, instructed the City Council that they would have to disclose a variety of things. One, if during a council meeting they were to receive a text or an email about an item that was currently occurring and the agenda, so that the public had the benefit of finding out what it was going on behind the scenes. That was his first part. His second part was then to indicate that any communication on a non-city phone, non-city cell phone or computer, if it related to the conducting public business, that it was disclosable and as a public record. And so they have been doing that for quite a bit. Resident in the area just recently sued, and actually the court upheld what the resident was indicating. He wants it actually extended to all senior city employees as well. That's being appealed. But nevertheless, the City Council of San Jose actually unanimously have agreed that they're going to go ahead and make these requirements permanent, that they will disclose if a lobbyist contacts a council member by text, email, or handwritten note during a public meeting, and to announce the identity of the lobbyist and the subject of the communication before it comes to a vote. So what I'm asking is that we perhaps step up and do this open and transparent action on both issues, and ask that these two measures go to the Elections Oversight Committee, which I believe is chaired by, who's the chair of the Elections Oversight?
Councilmember O'Donnell.
You? Oh.
I am now,
yes. Are you the chair? All right. So I would like to make a motion that we refer to the Elections Oversight Committee potential ordinances to ban political contributions from contractors and those having business before the City Council, and that to require elected officials to disclose non-public communications about public business, and require council members to disclose any communications being received during a council meeting from lobbyists or anyone having an interest on the issue, and request recommendation back within 90 days.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Oh, how sad.
That motion fails for lack of a second.
How sad.
Okay, we'll move on to item 10.
Well, now I still have the floor, Mr. Mayor. You know, I just would like to make a comment. I understand when this was put forth, a comment came back through some of the media that people were freaking out. I will tell you, we're going to get sued. This happened in the city of San Jose. They preemptively attempted to deal with it. There are many cities that do make this ban on contributions from those who have business before the city council. And I think if this council is not willing to step up to do it, I think we need to take it directly to the voters.
Thank well, you. We're now on item number 10. Did you?
Excuse me, Mayor.
That item's not here. I'll allow, because you came down, I'll allow you to say something.
I apologize to the mayor.
No, that's all right.
And council.
Please identify yourself.
I wasn't aware of the requirement to sign up individually on agenda items. But I'd like to congratulate Councilwoman Shipsky on moving forward on this. I agree with her that, absent a second, it will have to be taken to the voters. We wouldn't be a pioneer in this area. As has been mentioned, the District of Columbia, Los Angeles, and San Jose have gone forward with similar ordinances. It's particularly important, I think, at this point to mention that there's been much talk about public-private partnerships, and there may be many benefits to public-private partnerships. But the multiplication of the private part of that equation may give the public reason to question whether campaign contributions from those private companies or individuals are influencing the council's actions. Again, I compliment Councilwoman Shipsky, and I thank you for the exception.
Did you identify yourself?
I'm sorry, Jim McCabe.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Most of us
appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to move to item 10, Clerk will read.